It's News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for the vacationing Jim Richards. At least he says he's on vacation, but I heard he's a mall Santa during the holiday season. That's my story, and that's what I'm sticking to. We have a big show for you, including our next feature. It's called The Rundown, and this is when we bring in people who are way smarter than I am to talk about some of the hot stories of the day. Please help me welcome, if you could, stand in front of your radio. A small round of applause would be appreciated for Mark Mendelson, former Toronto homicide detective and News Talk 1010 crime expert, and Rushmi Nair, host of The Rush on News Talk 1010. Welcome, experts.
Hello.
Hey. There's an intro that I can't get over. Thank you very much, Richard. That's very nice.
Well, I saw your tweet that you hope that I don't talk about movies, Mark, because you're still waiting for The Wizard of Oz to come out on VHS. It reminded me that in 2014, I went to New York for the, whatever, I think 75th anniversary of The Wizard of Oz release. They threw a big party, and they had the surviving munchkins there, the people that were actually in the film. And I interviewed all of them, and one of them had such salty language, we were unable to use the interview.
I still have nightmares about those little guys and those flying monkeys. They still haunt me.
I will put that interview on VHS and send it over to you. So the first story that we're going to talk about today is Elon Musk. I know people are a little sick of hearing about this, but this is a different angle on this story, I think. So he has said, after a kind of disastrous poll that he did on the weekend, where he said, I'll step down as the CEO if enough people say that I should. And of course, it's overwhelming. You got to step down. Now he's saying that only Twitter Blue subscribers will be able to vote in future policy-related polls on the Twitter platform. And I think what he's saying is, I don't like the results of that, so I'm going to change who can vote. Mark, what's your take on this?
The guy owns the place. He spent 40-some-odd billion dollars to buy it. Mm-hmm. And even if we all vote him out of it, and he goes, okay, fine, I'm out, he still owns it. He's still going to call the shots. And this whole thing about, you know, paying $8 a month, and then, the dollar value went less than that, and then different color check marks, none of which I have, affects me in any way, shape, or form. I mean, he can do whatever he wants. It sounds like he's going to do whatever he wants. It's interesting, though. Here's a guy who did so well with Tesla, mm-hmm. and putting rockets up into space. And he's just making a mess of Twitter. It's just not necessary. And, maybe he'll cut me off today, too. Go ahead, Elon. I'm all in.
Like so many people, social media is his undoing, I think. Rushmi, what do you think? Are you a big Twitter user? I know you have an account, but do you use it very often?
I begrudgingly signed up because in 2010, 2011, police forces and other authoritative groups were using it as information sharing. So when there's breaking news and you want to really understand what's going on, I signed up for Twitter. I remember the Arab Spring. I needed to be on Twitter to see what was unfolding. But things have changed since then. I really despise it. I really despise that we are talking about this man because he's the richest man in the world, right? Like, if he didn't have all of this money, which translates to power, would we really be paying attention this much? It's like, you know, when Donald Trump was the president of the United States, I mean, that only lasts a few years. Elon Musk is going to last a long time. We all need to learn to stop paying attention to him. That every movement he makes on Twitter, changing rules and stuff, matters in the real world. I have weaned myself off of that social media site, and I do not regret it. It's so much more positive to not read negativity on the internet.
Well, if you read it too much, if you spend too much time on Twitter, you get a suntan from the dumpster fire that's coming off it these days. So I agree. I've dramatically dialed back my use of Twitter. Let's talk about the plastic ban. And now it says it's going to have a sizable effect on Canada's ecosystems. That's what experts are saying. And so what it means is that there's no single-use stuff. So the plastic forks and spoons and things that you get with your takeout meals, probably the containers that come with that, plastic bags at stores. Do you think that it will have an effect on your day-to-day life? Rushmi, is single-use plastic something that you can give up easily?
Yes. I think we've all adjusted to the shopping with bags now. Mm-hmm. Years ago, I wondered how would I live without plastic shopping bags because I use them for garbage. But yeah, I'm investing in garbage bags, right? And I think we can. I think we can get rid of plastic and find other ways to live and get around. But someone called in on The Rush, a listener, and made a really great point, which is that she's actually allergic to the compostable, biodegradable takeout containers that are being offered besides the plastic. So the non-plastic option might have to be tweaked, because if we go full not plastic, there might be allergies and other issues that come up with whatever we replace the plastic with.
I was just in Las Vegas, Mark, and I was astounded and delighted that I got a plastic straw in a drink while I was down there, because the paper straws, I get it. I'm saving the turtles and I'm saving the ecology when I use them, but they fall apart. And so I was tickled. But since I've come back, I have not used one single plastic straw. So what effect will this have on you? Are you a big takeout person? Or are you someone that orders in a lot of food? Will you see a change in your life?
First off, I'm shocked, Richard. never in my life would I ever dream that you would have an alcoholic beverage that you had to drink with a straw.
Well, it slows it down a little. It saves the wear and tear on my elbows, you know, from picking up the drink.
You've wrecked my night. I am the poster child for the non-recycler. I got five kids and my wife, and they're all on me about it. I'm just not very good at it. I have no problem with getting rid of the plastic straws. It doesn't trouble me at all. I just wonder with all my kids and all the takeout that flows into this house, what kind of containers are some of these things going to come in? Or are you going to end up with your Uber Eats being a soggy mess? Mm-hmm. So there has to be a fine balance, in terms of what they're going to replace it with. Straws, I got no problem with that at all. Paper straws, when you go to, the local, the A&Ws and McDonald's and stuff like that, drink it out of a paper straw. Like, it's not going to kill you, and it's going to help the environment. I don't have any problem with that at all, but I just want to see what the replacement is going to be, because we're all going to end up with gloopy messes when the driver shows up at your door.
Yeah, I initially thought, well, I have no issue giving up any of this stuff, and then I started reading about restaurants, and they're concerned about the takeout containers. Something will get figured out, but there's for hot foods, if they oversteam, that's when you get the hot gloopy mess, and they're concerned about the about non-plastic containers in that way. I'm sure it will get figured out. For me, one of the things is I am constantly now buying the big bags. If you go to the liquor store, or if you go to Rexall or whatever, those big plastic bags that are reusable, and I'm constantly using them because I'm often out and I'll think, oh yeah, I need a few things, and I go into the store, I end up buying too much stuff, and rather than use a paper bag, which don't have handles on it, and I have a hard time, taking on the subway or doing whatever I'm doing with, I'll get these big plastic bags. Now I have way too many of them, and there's a story here about Walmart and how Walmart, when you order groceries from them, they send the groceries in these big reusable plastic bags. And there's a guy here that says, well, I've got a big family. We order in all the time from Walmart, and now we've got 400 of these bags, which we'll never use. So now we're creating all this waste. Rush me in a minute. What do we do about that?
Oh, we recycle those bags?
You use them 50 to 100 times to make it worth the effort to make them.
Yeah, I'm glad we're identifying it as a problem. The solution is going to take longer than a minute, Richard. What do you mean?
it's a big question. Let's pick it up on the other side of this break. I'm in conversation with Mark Mendelson, former Toronto homicide detective and Newstalk 1010 crime expert, and Rush Binair, host of The Rush on Newstalk 1010, and the person I listen to every single afternoon. They are part of The Rundown, where we talk about the big stories of the day. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards on Newstalk tonight. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about these recyclable bags. We're going to talk about meal delivery kits. Maybe you've stopped using those after the pandemic. We'll find out when we come back on News Talk Tonight.
News Talk tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
It's a little David Bowie to bring us back to the second half of the first hour of News Talk tonight. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards, who I understand is wassailing, going door-to-door caroling in his neighborhood tonight. So he won't be in. I'm here till, the next 3.5 hours to bring you all the news of the day and some interesting people like my two guests on the rundown. Mark Mendelson, former homicide detective and News Talk 1010 crime expert, and Rashmi Nair, the host of The Rush on News Talk 1010. They make sitting in this big empty room alone talking a lot more interesting. And so thanks for you both being here.
Richard, can I just interject for 1 second? While we were on the break, I did some research, and I just want you to know that drinking a Negroni from a straw is actually a criminal offense in 4 provinces in this country. So just bear that in mind.
I would never, ever drink a Negroni through a straw. That would be sacrilege.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right. That's right. That's right. Well, we were talking about, and I put Rashmi on the spot with 30 seconds to answer a huge question. So, Mark, I feel I should do the same to you in 10 seconds. What is the meaning of life?
Oh God! You're asking me. Getting through the day.
There we go. See, now you're even.
If I can get to 8 p.m., I'm happy, buddy. I'll turn on 90 Day Fiance and fall asleep. That's the meaning of life for me right now.
90 Day Fiance. I love that so much.
I admit it. Sorry.
Angelo from Laval has texted in and says, those reusable bags that we were talking about just before the break, they can be donated to food banks. So,
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea. Go. Fill them up with food, or better yet, money, and donate them to the local food bank. Do either of you, or have either of you, use meal kit deliveries? And do you think that they're worth the cost? It became a big deal over the pandemic. People were using them because the grocery stores were often closed, or there were huge lineups, or whatever. You could have it delivered right to your house, and it was just a little easier. It was kind of a treat for yourself. Rashmi, did you use them at all?
I tried a few out, but in the theme of our plastic conversation, every ingredient wrapped in plastic, and then that wrapped in plastic, and then in a box. And it was a great idea. I think there's potential, but it wasn't something that I was going to continue.
Mark, with your giant family, 5 kids, and you guys, do you order in these meal kits, or are they just not practical for you?
2 of my kids have, and they've quite liked it, actually, but I think it was a bit of a fad over the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I love to cook. I cook all the time. I have 5 barbecues in the backyard. Wow. I like to cook. So for me, going out to the grocery store and having an intimate moment with my peppers and things like that are very important in terms of, me going shopping. So I'm not a big, order in type thing and have to, follow the instructions, prepare the meals. I have neighbors that love it and they swear by it, but they're smaller families. It's a convenience and you pay for it. And I think the quality is good as long as you're prepared to put it together. But for me, I want to get out there and touch things.
And cook on your 5 barbecues.
Yeah.
That's a lot of barbecues. Yeah.
Well, that explains why I'm on Lipitor as well, but that's a whole other issue.
So experts are saying that people under 35, younger Canadians, are amassing credit card debt. They have overall the lowest amount of debt, but they are increasingly not paying off their credit cards. Rashmi, is this a new story, or is this perhaps just something that has always happened and we're just learning about it now?
It happened to me. I read the CP24 article, and the example that they give was my life. First year university, signed up for a $500 credit card, definitely maxed it out buying clothes I didn't need, and then realized, you have to pay this at some point.
Right.
So, to take on this credit card debt, it's the lowest amount, but they're just not paying it off. And I remember being of that age as well, where remember when you were immortal and time didn't matter? You could just live and be, and things will sort itself out. It catches up to you, right? And I appreciate the Equifax report at least flagging that it can take years to recover from these mistakes that you make before 35 years old. It's a lesson that we all need to learn. I do worry, though, that the things that they're spending money on now, it's not the clothes that they don't need. It's actually trying to socialize or get out to an event. Mm-hmm. If you live in Toronto, everything is expensive. And, you know, imagine trying to go out with your friends and you know that it's going to cost you $100. Yeah. And that you don't have many hundreds to get through the month. I feel bad.
Mark, you have five kids. What did you do to try and instill in them a sense of what money means, to give them a sense of cash literacy? Is that something that was important to you?
Money burns a hole in my pocket. I'm the poorest example that they can have. But all five of my kids, like Reshmi said, as soon as they went into university, mm-hmm. Hey, here's your credit card. Here's your debit card. Go fill your boots. And I think they quickly learn. My kids are not big on going out for dinner very much. I mean, they love to go and meet their friends for drinks. But I can see when they come home, they're going, you know what? That wasn't cheap anymore. Yeah. You know, you can't put $25 in your pocket and have a couple beers. It's just not going to happen. So they're learning, but they're just not going to learn from me. I'm like the poorest example for this.
$25 won't even get you home anymore, Mark.
No.
But Reshmi, look at all things like Uber accounts. Those are all on my credit card. That doesn't trouble them for one second.
The first shift that I ever worked in a bar was probably, I think, 1981 or two or something like that. I worked a lunch shift at Mr. Green Jeans in the Eaton Center. I made $70, which was a lot of money, and I bought a pair of pants. I bought the first David Wilcox album and went out drinking beers all night for $70 and probably took a cab home. Things have changed.
Things have changed. You know, a debt-free life, Richard Krause.
So the Phoenix Airport is the first to offer self-driving cars. So if you fly in, you've been on an all-night flight, you're tired, you just want to get to the hotel, they've got a service called Waymo. Would you trust the self-driving car to get you to your destination, Mark?
I would rather have root canal. I can tell you right now, I'm a bit of a control freak when it comes to driving. You can ask anybody I ever worked with in the police or in homicide. I drive. And and the same holds true with my family. And if you think I'm getting into some little computerized little machine that's going to drive me around some city and I'm going to sit back and relax, you have to give yourself another think. It's not going to happen. These vehicles are not tested. To my satisfaction, mm-hmm. We still hear about them running into people, killing people, and I'm not getting in it. I don't, no way, no how.
Reshmi, you are forward thinking in your vehicle choice. You have an electric car. Is this something that you would consider, or is it just a little bit too futuristic for you?
Yeah, it's too far in the future. I mean, the electric car is too far in the future for me as well, but I'm glad we're here. But yeah, no, I say no way no to Waymo, right? That's what we're saying? Because you don't want to be the first test group to anything. And to Mark's point, they are hitting things. It's great. I think the next generation will perfect it. So let's just wait for that to happen. Let's test it out, but I don't think we should be putting people in vehicles that are then going to go out onto the road with the rest of us, right? We should all be automated or not. I feel like that mix is a bad combination on our roads as well.
Well, Linwood Barclay has another reason why maybe we shouldn't really embrace this technology. In his new book, Look Both Ways, set on a small island, and everyone has these self-driving cars, and then the self-driving cars become sentient, and they all sort of start talking to one another, and they take over. So just another reason not to get a self-driving car. That's all our time. Mark Mendelson, former homicide detective and News Talk 1010 crime expert, and Reshmi Nair, host of The Rush on News Talk 1010. So much fun talking to you. Thanks so much for joining me and making this more informative than it would have been if I had done it on my own.
That's very
Thank
true.
Thank you.
That's very true. Have a good night,
Richard
Krause.
Good night.
Thanks. That was the rundown where we just have a look. There's, you know, we talked about so much stuff. The plastic bag thing, though, and the single-use plastic is a really interesting topic for me, because I think that we have to think forward a little bit more and figure out what's going to replace all that stuff, because something's going to have to. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards on News Talk tonight. Lots more to come, so please, stay with me. Don't go anywhere.